Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. This one is going to be a short one, and I realize that, but I feel like this is an issue that I should at least briefly touch on. So, let's get started. A lot of people have been attacking Harris for flip-flopping on all her positions, and I'm not a fan of her, nor am I a fan of her brand of flip-flopping, but I do think that when you attack someone for flip-flopping on positions, you need to make sure you mention the motives behind it rather than just attacking the flip-flopping itself. In her case, it is definitely a deceitful tactic. She's definitely doing it just based on the timing alone, but also based on how adamantly she proclaimed her other positions and the fact that she doesn't give credit to the other side for coming up with these positions first, and just knowing that she's not very genuine in general. You do have to acknowledge all of those factors. Oh, and also her poll numbers. Those factors would all lead me to believe that her flip-flopping that we've seen recently on everything from tips to the border is a deceitful tactic to try to win over potential voters. But I do think it is worth mentioning that there has often been a pattern where somebody comes out against a policy proposal or an issue or a behavior, a trend, whatever it may be, and then people will dig through his Twitter or his interviews or whatever and say, oh, well, in 2012 you supported this, or 3 years ago you supported that. So therefore, it's almost like you can never grow and change after something you've posted or said in an interview. It's like you're expected to just stay the same for all eternity. And I think that's very messed up. That especially hits home for me because I will be fully transparent. I'm a former leftist. 5 years ago, my positions were completely different. But mine have changed because I've genuinely learned and grown and reflected, and so I've had a genuine change of heart based on changing beliefs and new information and events in my life. And so I just felt that it was important for me to clarify that I have mixed feelings on attacking people for flip-flopping. In Harris's case, I do think it is good to point out that her motives are deceitful, but I also think that in other cases when people are attacked for flip-flopping, it's not always entirely honest, and it puts unrealistic expectations on people. So I just wanted to briefly touch on that. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, or at least become a more informed citizen after listening to it. I hope you will pass it along to your friends and family and continue to follow us on Spotify and Amazon Music, or listening on the RSS feed. Have a blessed day.